thrusters won't stop firing.
I think I'm being followed.
My dad is turning green, like, literally green.
My last nav check put me at Lagrange Point 4.
This is Control, via radio. Keep calm and remain on the guard frequency.
Welcome, f***ing pilots. You're tuned in the f***ing guard frequency. Because as all shitty pilots know, when you're out in the f***ing deep black, you sure as shit want to keep one f***ing ear on the goddamn guard. This steaming pile is episode 453 of the f***ing best damn space game podcast f***ing ever. Recorded a long, long f***ing time ago. And made f***ing available for shitty download on f***ing Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. Over at the f***ingguardfrequency.com. I'm Strife, thanks for f***ing joining me. And if you f***ing like what you f***ing hear during the f***ing show, head the f*** over to guardfrequency.com to find out how to f***ing support the shitty show. You're probably wondering what the f*** is going on. Well, if you tuned in last f***ing week, you may have f***ing heard the f***ers, I mean hosts, had shitty plans that were going to prevent them from recording a f***ing show this f***ing week. That leaves me, as the newest f***ing audio engineer, shit out of luck. I mean, to ad lib an intro for Feng Shui 2, this time, it's part 2. So sit the f*** back, relax, and start f***ing wondering when the game we are f***ing building will be f***ing released. And enjoy the shitty show, I f***ing guess.
Come on, Mama's not gonna save you today, let's go! You wanna fly or not?
Let's kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, where were
all
we?
Right, so Kinjo or Dylan gets shoved through the mess hall doors, and he kind of like lands on a table, knocks some burgers off, and there's like a whole bunch of Vandal who are like looting the place. They're like tasting the space Crisco. They're
what? No,
they're just poking around all the.
Are these all actually gremlins? Is that what we're going for here?
So they take a bag of sugar and set up lines.
Fantastic. And
so I'll do my handy dandy Mooks command. Now that there's only 11 of them. And same as before, I'll just go in initiative order if any hit. Hey, they don't. So, but yeah, they just sort of like all turn and look as everyone ends up kind of rushing in.
Wait, one got a negative three.
Yeah.
Is he dead? And, please kill him. Please
He
sucked the straw he was using to suck that to take up the line of sugar. He sucked into his brain.
Yeah. he was the one messing with the tasting the space Crisco, and when the door slams open, he like squeezed the container, and now he's got Crisco all over his hands.
Right. Yes. Obviously. Yes. Okay.
And he's trying to like grab his spear, and he
can't get a hold of it. He can't get a hold of it.
Yeah. And it's that off brand, you know. So he knows he's gonna smell like fried chicken for the rest of the day. You know what I mean?
It's the military Crisco, so it's like the lowest bitter. It's from the lowest bitter. Yeah, it's not good. Yeah.
Never smear that on your body.
The voice of experience again, talking there.
Never do it again, man.
That's right.
Never again.
Never again.
Once was enough,
well,
man.
Funny you should mention.
No, we don't need it anymore.
All right.
Just going to tell us an Air Force story. He's just going to tell us an Air Force story here in a minute.
Who is Twin attacking?
He tries to retaliate against Jeff, but Kinjite, but he blocks, you know. He goes to swipe at him with his claw, but Kinjite picks up a mess hall tray and just knocks it out of the way. And then it's Kinjite's turn. I'll do that on my turn.
Okay. Let's see. He's not a featured foe, is he?
Everyone except Mooks are featured foes.
Oh. And we have Scarface and Twin One, isn't it? Any time after the sixth shot of the second sequence, spend 3G and make a man.
Okay, we're still in the first sequence. So
okay.
Sequence is like the first until we all go off the board, then we're on the second sequence.
I see. All right. Whirl of Fury. Ooh.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I will use my Whirl of Fury. And I will spend a chi point. And all of your nunchuck attacks for the rest of the fight have a damage value of 13.
Ooh, nunchucks. You didn't say you had nunchucks.
No, I it's just a I'm just reading the copy. I actually have a ninja futo, which is a ninja short sword.
If you want to.
Does it break in half and turn into a pair of ninja short swords that are actually nunchucks? Okay, good. All right. Good. That's what I like. I like to hear that.
And as he breaks them, he like scrapes them, and there's like this shower of sparks.
So that's a. So I'll spend a chi point if I hit and this, and you're okay. And it's an FS thing, right?
Yep. Who are you attacking?
I am attacking Scarface.
Scarface.
FS tab. Action value 15. And I spend a chi, or wait.
And you just, you just
how do I add chi?
They're just points you have. So if you look at your sheet, you start with 8.
Yep.
So
and I've spent 4 so far.
Okay. Right. You spent. Oh yeah, because you did some dodging too. Yep.
Action value and enter.
Ooh, 12. That's a hit.
All right, so you got him.
So he did a damage of 14.
Take a martial arts hit. If you hit this, and all of your attacks for the rest of the fight have a damage value of 14 as well.
Mm. Yep. So that sticks around.
Very nice.
Excellent.
Very nice indeed.
Yeah! Get over here!
Get over here.
All right.
So you take your swords apart and you just swipe at the guy. So.
Oh, there's artistry to swiping now. Come on.
Hey, you can describe it.
He does a special move. Like what would the name of the move that you're doing
be? Blade Whirl or no, Blade Dance. That's what I call
it. You got to add an animal to it, right? Like it's the Blade Dance of
Dragon Blade Dance.
Dragon, that sounds perfect.
Yeah, that's how I that like goes. That. Yes, that's good.
Yeah, goes with the sparks too.
Mm. All right, so
is it my turn?
Yeah, so
I'm gonna kill some mooks.
Okay.
All right, but I'm gonna set this up here. Okay, we're in a cafeteria, right? There's like cafeteria trays, I assume, right?
Yep.
Like I want to get like you know I'm running around firing or whatever, right? I'm gonna do a slide. Right into a right behind a stack of cafeteria trays and fire through the cafeteria trays into the mooks. So it launches in like a whole like barrage of cafeteria trays into the groups. Right. All right. So
In their metal.
Yeah. I'm trying to like decapitate some. We'll see if it works out. So I'm going to try and be aggressive here. I don't know if this is going to work. I might have to use a fortune. Let's see. Ooh, did not work out.
Hmm. Boy, not even a roll is going to help with that. Oof, not even a fortune.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that would.
What?
Yeah.
So action value minus. What is? How does 13? Oh, because it's a -4, -5.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 That did not work out at all. It just blew up the stack of trays, and I was like. Maybe I'll try some else next time.
And you blow up the stack of trays, and then you look down beneath the table that they're stacked on, and you see the hinge hiding under there.
Oh, holy guacamole! It's the hinge. It's Benny.
Benny the hinge.
And he just looks at you and he's like, "Oh crap." And
in Van Duel.
He's human.
Oh, he's human. Oh, okay.
He helped these guys get on. That's why he's got such a big bounty on his head.
Okay.
So he pulls out a couple pistols and he like kicks off the shoves his feet against the bench on the table and starts shooting at Dylan.
All right. My defense is a 14.
Yep. So he...
Wait. What's that?
Benny's music.
Oh. Okay. That's not good radio, Jeff, because we can't hear anybody else.
Oh, man.
Right. And we're not editing this week, right?
Nobody's editing this week. We can't edit this. This is uneditable. All right.
And he just, ow. And he pushes and just, he's shooting, but he keeps running into these trays that are all over the floor. And it knocks
where are
his aim
come
up.
From?
All right. And Butch or Clev?
Go, Clev.
Scarface is impaired.
I will unload on Scarface with my robot arm then.
Oh, right.
This time, instead of taking it off and whacking him with it, I'm going to spin around and just kind of fling the end of it at him. Smack him as I spin around. Like, yeah. Just swing his heavy, nasty thing at him. And I should probably roll the dice. Mm-hmm.
Drum roll, please.
Ooh. 14. Man, I kick ass in this game.
I know. It's unlike other games.
They don't have natural
ones. Your damage is 11, right?
Yep, 11 on that one.
All right. So,
is that a murder?
That should take him out, yeah.
I think it is, yep. Takes him. You just fling your arm and you just clock him in the jaw, and slow motion. You see it hit his jaw, and like some teeth fly out, and he just like lands right into a big bowl of spilled bowl of potato salad.
Jeff, your beard really makes that thing.
Jaw
it makes
thing.
Your jaw look extra big,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
like
it really works.
Wow,
like, yeah, yeah.
Just dislocate his face. What happened there?
It's not good radio when it happened, but it was good radio when you described it. Yeah, so that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because now the listeners can imagine Shiv's beard going back and forth. Yeah,
nice.
You're welcome. No, it's good. It's good.
All right, Butch.
All right, so there's nobody else impaired yet, is there? No, looks like Twitch. Twitch is the only one. 20
Twin off. 2 still has half toughness.
Oh, okay. All right. So I like that. All right. So everyone else has rushed out of the hangar and into the mess hall, and Butch is like, "Well, I guess the fight's moved on without me." So he's gonna pull his car keys out of his pocket and turn around and turn on the alarm for his car.
Beep, beep, beep.
And he's gonna put his keys back in his pocket. He's gonna walk in. He's gonna raise his hand cannon and just start pumping lead into Twin 2. That's how that works. All right. So
the alarm sound is the blooper noise. Beep beep.
Yeah. Beep beep. Exactly. All right. So we'll do. I will spend that other. I'll spend another shot. So I'll go down one in the initiative order again because we're right at the end, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I'll just spend that other. I'll spend that other shot to increase my action by 2. So this will be a 15 plus my feng shui. Oh, no. It's either a way awesome success or a way awesome failure. Here it comes. Here it comes. The bot rerolls automatically. 2. Ooh. So that guess means I add that's 12 to that. I add 12 to that, right?
Yeah.
So that's a 14 now.
That's a way awesome success.
Way awesome success. Wow. Hot dang. All right.
And did you use the blam blam epigram move?
I did. Yeah, well, that was my thing. That's what I said. I guess it's moved on. I guess the fight's moved on without me. And I walk into the door and then start hammering on that guy.
All right. So, let's see. So it would be 14. And what was your
damage? Your damage 14. 14 damage, and it was a 14 to hit.
Yeah, it's
a lot. So, that's super big, right?
Well, so he's at 27, so now he's impaired.
Hot dog.
Yeah, so you just blam, and your bullets go through him and into a sack of trays that fly off behind him. See,
that's how it's done, man.
Did Vandrill make screeching noises when they get hit? Like, I want to hear the audio here.
That's right, so we got to make it radio. So show us what they sound like, Shiv. Yes! That's excellent. Yeah,
That was great. That was a good impression.
I buy that. That's good. That's good. I like.
I mean, we should get like an audio capture and send it to Sig.
That's right. Yeah. Vandual death noise. Yes, exactly.
We have a lot of money just hiring Shiv.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that gets checked off on the roadmap is, oh, we got that audio done. That one is done.
Crowdsourced. It's crowdfunded and crowdsourced. That's how that works. Yes. Yeah. Crowdsourced audio for Vandual death noise.
Did make a 4-hour video about how long it took to put that in game. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, mooks. There. So, these mooks. Let's see. And oh, I got it. Nope.
No, that's a minus one. What happened to the minus one guy, Shiv?
Both of them. Two minus ones.
He was sneaking up behind. They were sneaking up in a pair behind Dylan with their knives, and they crunch on a. The tray. They kick the trays, and he hears them, and he just like, they both stab, and he just puts his
shotgun
behind him and catches their knives and just like flings them over, like their arms, and then he just flings them over and smashes them into the floor.
Nice. All right.
So that'll take two out.
Oh,
just for fun.
Did the twin go? I don't remember.
Not yet. Oh,
it's twin one's turn now.
I think, yeah, I accidentally skipped him, but hey, you know, who cares? Do I have to retcon everything?
Yeah, move it all back.
So, let's see. Twin one and twin two, they'll get back to back, and they'll start. There's a see. Well, how about I roll first? Let's see. 15.
Roll a negative 4. Only got a 10. So they screwed up whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever was in the other one. Let's see. Got a 14. So, So they team up, and basically, one of them. They rush towards Dylan and go to hit him. He misses, but as he misses, the other Vandal grabs his arm and kind of spins him around, so he flies around and kicks Dylan for not all that much, but a little bit at least. Which for 3 damage.
3 damage.
Pow, pow, pow.
Okay. Yeah, that's all cool. Here, I'll update it. I just noticed that Twitchy is still in the map there. He's dead, though, isn't he?
Yeah, I probably just drug him off, and then...
There you go. All right, so I got kicked, and I'll go, oh, God darn it, that's smart!
All right, and then you can roll your initiatives. So this is a new sequence.
Okay, so you roll initiative again.
Yep.
For the next, because we all moved off the board. Okay, so your initiative doesn't stick through the whole fight; it's just for that one round. Okay, so we got an 11.
We got a 9.
14.
Jeff got a 10. We're all sucking. And so Shiv's gonna roll for all the bad guys.
Yeah.
Whatever mooks are left and whatever
feature. You can move your guy to.
All right.
Whichever location.
All So I'm on 11.
But there's not that many guys left, so.
All right. So so when we defeat these, so where's, oh yeah, Benny's on there now too. Okay. All right. And when we defeat the Benny is at the sort of the end of the scene. Is it the end of the
pretty much we'll just
for time wise.
If you beat him before, you know, you get to the hangar then or the bridge. But he's, maybe okay. This scene, you should probably like exit the other end of the mess hall and get towards the elevator.
Okay. All right. That'll be all right.
Okay. My turn.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay. I'm going after Benny because he's my favorite. He's the guy I came here for, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I pretty much have to go after Benny at this point. 18.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Game over. Benny's dead.
Stick a fork in him. He's done.
And what is 16 damage? Yeah. So.
So. Yeah. 17. So I run and I land on one of the cafeteria trays and I kind of surf it while he's running away and I go, bam! And I go, eat this, you vandal lover.
And yeah, it hits him in the back, and he just kind of flies forward and starts to scramble towards the other exit out of the hangar or the cafeteria.
Gotcha.
And Twin 2, he's impaired.
And he's halved.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so. Through the next keyframe, which is the same shot on the next sequence. So I think you hit him. I don't remember exactly where he was when you hit him.
I think it might have been the second shot. I think it might have been because the first time he punched somebody else, this might have been the second one.
It was like six or five, something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. So until shot, he's halved and toughness halved until shot six.
He won't survive that long.
Yeah, no, probably not.
He's toast. He's toast.
Toasty, toasty. There we go.
Toasty Twin 2. Oh, Twin 1's still down there. Is he dead or is he still alive and kicking? I didn't see him. He's down there on the edge of the board.
Oh, I didn't see him. That's why I didn't roll for him. Yeah.
He should go on. He should go with his twin.
Sure. I could go with that.
Because he's a twin. Because you said in the last one they're standing back to back, so they're together now.
Yep. So, Twin 2 jumps in the back of Twin 1, and he runs forward, and he just sort of like throws him.
Nice.
At a Dylan.
Like those little weevils in Bug's Life, the pill bugs in Bug's Life. Yes. Yes.
And He flies through the air and rolls and just swings his spear and hits Dylan upside the head.
Oh, no. God, smart.
So, let's see.
Hey, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say you can have your revenge on Henry tonight.
Yeah, it's going to happen if we're not careful. I'm exhausted. And this is going at a pace that is like, I'm waiting so long between anything. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just wait.
So if I roll a fortune, I can reduce that, right? Is that the idea?
Yeah. So it was 6 damage. Well, you could.
So, Tony, how do I record him?
I don't know. So you spend a shot to.
It'll be on the Twitch stream.
Dodge, okay. Would reduce it by 3, then you could roll a fortune to try and
We'll do that. I'll spend a shot, and then I'll dodge. And then the dodge is a 2. All
right. So you only take 1 point of damage.
Okay.
Ooh.
And then Twin One, while he's running, will further. He'll.
Oh, you moved the wrong guy.
Oh, okay, yeah. You both have crazy helmets, so. He'll pick up a carafe of hot coffee and throw it towards Butch.
Oh no. Joke's on you, Buster. That. I love coffee.
So that's and donuts.
So that would be
that's a hit because my defense is 13. But I'm going to spend another fortune.
Okay, a shot, and then you'll... Yep.
Oh, do I spend a shot or a fortune to...
You spend a shot to dodge, okay. And then you can add to your dodge by rolling a die.
So. Oh, okay, okay. All right, so I'll spend the shot to dodge, and so then I will add it to it. So
it's 5 damage minus whatever you roll. Or...
Rolled 5.
So no damage.
Joke's on you, pal. I love coffee.
So you just grab it out of the air and kind of spin like if you caught a bullet in your mouth, you just spin.
I take a chug. That's right. Refreshing.
Needs cream.
I take mine with cream and 2 sugars next time, FanDuel.
All right. And Kinjite, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to attack the mooks, but I'm going to use Blur of Rage.
Whoa.
Then one chi as you make a martial arts weapon attack against a mook. Until the next keyframe, roll a die whenever a mook attacks you. On an even result, the mook drops before it can attack.
Whoa. Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. So that is... best roll.
What's the name of that one?
Blur of Rage.
Blur of Rage.
Of the dragon.
Of the dragon, yeah.
Rage of another.
Dragon Rage.
No. Everything he has like of the. Everything
it's
he has,
all dragon?
It's all, everything he has is of the dragon.
Yeah. It should be right. Type of dragon, like a bearded dragon, a cryet dragon.
Yeah. The acid dragon.
Bronze undead, dragon.
Undead Draco Lich. Just
oh,
the fury of
oh,
the undead
no.
dragon.
Oh no, Jeff boxcarded the other way, the wrong way.
Oh, it wasn't boxcards, it was just
double sixes.
Just a 2. So you still keep your Blur of Rage, but you missed that mook.
Oh dear.
And Butch or Dylan?
Go ahead, Butch.
Okay, all right. So Twin 2, he's impaired. So I'm gonna spend another shot, and I'm gonna do another one liner with my blam blam epigram, and I'm gonna say, 2 of you is 2 too many, and I'll hit him up with the gun, and if I so. When someone's impaired,
their defense is and toughness.
His toughness is already halved, but the damage value of my weapon increases by 8 against an impaired opponent. So if I hit, it's gonna be huge. It's gonna be big. So I'm gonna do 13, and then so I got a 2 plus my 13 is my gun's attack, so that's a 15 to hit.
That will be a hit.
All right.
And that will probably take him out.
Yeah, because it's a plus 8. So.
Yeah, that's like 20 points of damage. So.
Woohoo! All right.
Flat. And that was
Twin 2. Yep, Twin 2 is gone.
Yep.
All right. Oh, they just vaporized, huh?
Oh, I have a hand cannon. Yeah, he's just a spray of red mist. Vandal blood's red, right? Or is it something other colors? Is it, you know, pink? Like Klingon?
Don't know yet.
It's not like Klingon blood.
Well, I don't know. It could be.
It's more of a mauve. All right. So here's what I want to do. You know, Benny's like right about to go through like the doors of the cafeteria, right?
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to be running at him, and I'm going to use my shotgun like a rocket jump to propel me directly into him. Okay?
I hear music again.
Oh, of course we do.
Jeff is playing Minnie the Moocher now. I don't know why that is.
Because he's triggering off this Benny name. Mm. Benny the Hen.
Benny the Hen.
Womp womp. 11.
If you have fortune left, you could try to roll one.
Yeah, let's do that. I got a good number.
You can roll a one. You can roll that one. A one is within your capabilities. You rolled a two.
I got a two.
You rolled twice what you needed. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Well, extra points.
All right. 29. He is now impaired.
Oh, fantastic.
Nice. Suck it, Benny.
And Cliff.
Grab that bull by the horns.
So I want to attack Benny with my most powerful attack, which is my flamethrower again. I don't know if you took, if I took the damage. I don't know if you applied it last time. I was supposed to take 3 points of damage. I still see 5, so it should be 8.
Yeah.
There you go. So I'm going to use this again, onboard flamethrower, my hand cannon, on Benny, and I am rolling that. Forgot to roll it.
Floppy rocket launcher. Here it comes.
The floppy rocket, indeed. I got a 12.
It's going to hit.
That's all you needed. Just needed a 12.
Well, he's impaired, so he actually needed an 11.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Oops. And the damage on that is
14, I think.
14.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's a story.
Toasty Benny, right?
Yeah. 31. He's double impaired. He's not down yet.
All right.
The Minnie had a heart as big as a baby. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
You know, I'm really glad we can't edit out individual streams now. That's good. That's definitely going to make it into the show. All right.
So Benny, yeah, he's about ready to like go through the door, and just like the doorway, he gets blown through the door, like there was a door there.
With this was the flamethrower, right, Henry?
Well,
I thought it was a glory. Yeah.
So, he like reaches for the doorknob, and just the whole door just explodes right in front of him, and he flies backwards and just lands.
Fantastic.
In a arms akimbo.
I'm sorry. He lands arms akimbo? Because that's a really weird way to land.
It's uncomfortable. Like
akimbo is like this, right? Don't. Like, wouldn't it be like he T-posed?
I thought he lands in T-posed.
Well, we're set in the Star Citizen universe. He definitely T-posed and fell down. That's definitely what happened. That is absolutely what happened. And he landed
on a chair.
Yeah, he landed on a chair. He landed on a chair in a T-pose and then fell over. Yep, that's what happened.
Well, it says akimbo, with hands on hips and elbows turned outward, but the other definitions of other limbs flung out wildly or haphazard.
So both you were both right.
Secondary,
you were both right. I love it. I love that. That's
incredible. He was a real arms akimbo.
It might be really hard for people to make out what we're saying, talking over each other a lot on this one.
It might be, but that's the fun of the live show. All right.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, he's in a world of point. And
does he get a go? Does he spend his turn?
It's his turn.
Yeah, it's his turn.
He has to akimbo.
I was about to say, how did the twins get desynced? But one of them died.
That's
so
how they
I
got desynced.
That's why.
Yep.
Yeah.
I desynced.
So he looks around to see his twin is like dead, leaning against the soda machine, and like one just falls down, and like breaks open. It just starts spinning on the ground as a single tear rolls down twin one's face. And
get that close up tighter, get that tear.
So naturally, he's gonna take his revenge upon me,
of course.
That's how that goes, that's how that works. Oh, 15, oosh. That'll hit. Yeah, that'll hit.
Oosh.
Let's see what he does.
Be four damage.
I'll take it. He'll come after me.
So
I'll tank it.
He just runs at you and just slides, it leaps over a table and picks up the table and just hits you, knocks you over.
Hardly seems
In his screeching Vandal language, it's like rah 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 rah. But what it means is, it's lunchtime, bitch. And then he
that appears as subtitles at the bottom of the screen. That's yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's lunchtime.
Exactly.
yeah.
All right, and Benny is going to. He's gonna say like, man, don't kill me, don't kill me. And he's gonna try. He's just gonna like crawl under a table.
Wow, and that's anticlimactic. Don't kill me! Don't kill me! Okay.
The villains here are kind of one dimensional. There's not a lot of function here. They're just here to soak up bullets. That's what they're here to do. Yeah.
All right, and Kinjite.
We got some mooks. We got Benny. We got Twin One. Who shall feel your
fury?
Oh,
I'll just go for a hit on a mook. Nothing special. Just
just the one.
Well, maybe a pair. Oh, okay. I don't know.
Stars at night are big and bright.
I don't know what the Dirty Harry theme song is, or else I'd do that one. Or I should do Christmas carols because you said John McClane. I should sing some Christmas carols. Yeah.
Ooh, there you go. You how do you take two mooks out?
Ooh.
Oh, just nose or palms in the nose, you know, or if they have noses, I don't know.
But you gotta use. You have two palms, so you just like go like
yeah. 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 I'm talking.
Dylan.
Oh, I guess I'll do me some mooks as well. Let's see. And then I did a new multiple. So I'll go, you know what? It sounds like two is a good number. Let's try that.
Oh, oh, another one of the minuses. Oh,
that's horrible. I guess I so I take my shotgun as a bat, and I try and swing and hit two of the guys at once, but I step in spaghetti. So instead of actually hitting them, I just spin around like a cowboy ballerina.
You know, I now have the picture of cowboy ballerina in my head. So thank you. That's good. That's
you're
good.
Welcome. That's the next. That's the title of my next album, actually.
All right, Cliff.
Or the next episode. Next episode of Card Frequency, Cowboy Ballerina.
So Benny's getting pretty wrecked. I'm going to stay on him, and I'm contemplating actually attacking everybody with this blow up real good ability I have. It's 20 points of damage to everybody in the vicinity whose roll mine hits.
Ooh.
So it's pretty good. And they can be close or ranged. And I get a mark of death for everybody that I get a mark of death. Is that bad?
Not so much for a one shot.
There's only, you have six of them, so don't get more than six.
So how many guys are here? If I use this thing, will it give me six of them, Shiv?
Well, there's seven mooks. There's Benny and Twin One is still left.
So can I try to just hit Benny, Twin One, and whatever the other one is?
A couple of mooks.
And one of the mooks.
So I can choose how many. It's not just going to be all of
them. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go for Benny for sure, Twin One, and there's somebody else. There's a...
Just a bunch of mooks.
Bunch of mooks.
Butch?
I'm on your team.
Butch, too.
Yeah, I can't hit Butch. My bad.
I'm
now,
on your team.
His card was covered. Your card was covered. I couldn't see. So I'll add one mook also. So I got three I'm trying to go for.
Okay. Yeah, because normally if you try to hit multiple opponents, you have to hit the highest defense. But here, this ability, as long as the roll hits them.
It goes. So you want to roll a... You want to roll 15. That. You want to roll that. Yep. That's what you want to roll. Fantastic. Yep.
So have I killed Benny now? I feel like he's got to be getting...
You did 20 points of damage to him. If he's not dead, then he's like a lich.
Yeah. You definitely...
He's anti-dead.
Yeah, so you get a mook. And how does this work out? So, would you...
Are you asking what I did?
Yeah, like what part blew up or?
Oh, so I pulled off my big toe, my big expensive one.
Right.
Pulled out a tiny charge out of that one and just rolled it over there and it blew up and hit all of them. It's one of those cool things I had in that big toe. I told you it was worth the money. The thing's got hard drive space. It's got a Raspberry Pi in it, dude.
Oh my God.
And an explosive marble.
Oh my
just
God.
Under the toenail.
This and is I a future Raspberry Pi.
Oh yeah. It's fantastic. Fantastic. Worth every cent.
It's a holographic Raspberry Pi.
Nice. Next time I'm going for the thumb. I'm getting a thumb next. This floppy rocket, say goodbye. Getting me some thumbs.
You get some
robot thumb getting thumbs?
This guy.
And finger missiles. You need some finger missiles too. So
I'd be happy just off. To have thumbs.
Yeah, he's starting. His aim's low, Jeff. His one digit at a time. Left thumb, right thumb. Then he'll collect the set.
So
but are they going to be opposing thumbs? Because if they're opposing thumbs, then they might be shooting at each other.
He wants
two left-handed thumbs is actually cheaper than a right hand.
I totally want that. I want to be a cyborg with two left hands. That'd be awesome. Just be sitting there like this, like, hey guys, that's what I got going on.
You could shake your own hand.
Yeah. So the toe blows up and Twin One flies across the room. A mook basically vaporizes and there's just like two vandal feet sitting there. And Benny. Benny
they have orange shoes?
Not these ones. They blew this. They blew the guy off the feet. The shoes off the feet. So just the feet.
Right. Yeah.
And
some of the shoes were still under the feet. The rest of the shoes were gone.
Yeah. There'll only be five mooks left then?
Yeah. I think.
No, there were seven. There were seven to start with. So
Got it. I did delete one. And Benny, he like, again, just like flies in the air, lands, and just, except he's all burned. Akimbo. All akimbo. And there's a
double up akimbo.
As he lands like right at Dylan's feet, there's like, out of his pocket falls like this key card.
Oh.
It's like a hacked key card.
Right. Flute.
Yeah.
So we got the ship back, and Benny's dead, and we can all go to sleep.
Except,
we still got mooks to kill.
We got
kill the mooks.
Is it my turn to kill the mooks?
It is.
Okay.
No, but
is Twin One still alive?
Yeah.
Or Cleb, pull off the other toe. I mean,
he only has the one toe. He can only afford the one toe. That's all he can afford.
To basically a framework of a foot.
He's saving up for the pinky.
Yeah. Okay. So he's not impaired. Twin One's not impaired, is he?
He's too short of being impaired.
Did he pay for the toe jam?
I don't know, here's what I'm gonna do because I'm going for broke here at this point. I'm gonna empty out the revolver. I'm gonna empty out the revolver, reload it with six fresh bullets, and I'm just gonna shoot one at each mook. I'm just going for gold here. So I'm gonna
six of them.
Six targets.
Yeah. Sure, why not? Yeah. What the hell? I just have to get a really super lucky roll, right? So I'm gonna do it. So it's FS 13, and I'm gonna do tab. So FS 13 six. Tab six tab and then go. No, wait.
Do it.
No, hold on. I did that wrong. So it's action value. It's FS tab action value 13 tab.
Yeah.
Six. No, tab again. Six. There we go. Nope. I only got a three.
That's the same that I got.
That's the same thing you did. Yeah. I got a bad six. I got a bad six on that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right.
So yeah, it's just a slow mo of like, they see it coming. They start running,
They see me coming and they just start ducking behind things. So I just run across the room and don't hit a single one of them. But they all like, oh no, he's crazy! Look out, everybody, he's nuts. Ain't nobody got time for that. All right.
All right, and the mooks, they all as they. All duck and run. They all kind of get up and Kinjite is right there. So.
Oh, excellent.
Yep.
Is that a 1d6?
Yep. For so they all rush him and oops, I did that wrong. We'll see if any of them even hit.
Oh, I rolled a three. Damn it.
Whoa.
What are you trying to roll?
An even number.
Right, because it gives you the blur, fists of blur or whatever.
Oh, the right,
fists
okay,
of
the
fists of rage of the dragon.
Wow, that 22 is scary.
Yeah.
That's a scary one.
Yeah, they can sometimes hit. So let's see.
They sometimes hit because that way Jeff can do the back of his fist against his lip and see the blood and go and raise that eyebrow and go. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So you get a roll of die for each one.
Oh,
okay.
All right. So okay. That's good.
So the first one, it was a miss anyways.
So you roll.
So we'll see if that 22 gets through or not.
You got it. He's rolling a
D6. Oh, I see. I get to roll. I'm reading it. I get to roll for each attack.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be really nice if I had actual die roller so you could just like roll a bunch at once. But.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's Discord. You know, you take. There's a two.
There's a two. All that's right. An even number.
So, so which one does that apply to?
The 13, right?
So it drops. So one runs up. He dodges, another one runs up, he just clocks it right out. That was a 13, now we're under the...
Oof. Oh, three. Okay, the seven got, the seven is still up.
Yep, now the big one. Does he drop the 22?
Here we go, folks. You gotta roll an even one, Jeff. Roll an even.
It hits.
All right, so that one got Jeff, huh? The 22 got Jeff?
That one got Jeff.
All right, so yes, he's going to take the damage, and then he's going to do the back of the hand thing on the lip, like,
What is this?
It's a, that, is that another three? Is that for the next one? And then a two.
I got another one.
Yep, so the other one. Yeah. But the one Jeff missed on, that other three, that guy had a negative six, so he's got to take himself out. He's got to take himself out, doesn't he? You roll a negative six? Come on. That's bad. He's got to impale himself on a fork.
Jeff missed, but this guy tried to dodge and put himself directly in front of the bullet by accident.
He got the last one too. So the last, he killed three of the five. Is that correct?
There was six.
Yeah, so Shiv rolled a 9 at first, and so
yeah, but he got a Jeff got a 3 on the 9.
Right, right, and then a 2 on the 13, so he got that guy, and then the next two are 3s, 7 and 22. And then he rolled a 2. Oh, he rolled a 2 on the negative 6 guy. So yeah, so
he killed half of that guy anyway.
Yep. And, yep. And 6, and he killed the 9 on. Oh, but wow.
He took the damage from the 22.
Yeah.
So how much damage?
Not that much.
He's a
7.
Oh yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, that's totally a wipe the blood off thing.
Yeah. Oh. And then you just whack your back your bloody fist into the other two and
pow pow.
How do you what my dragon style?
Again, it doesn't come through on good radio, but Skin Shatter just did the whole, you know, undubbed or the dubbed lip sync thing from Hong Kong movies.
Yes.
You have dishonored my family, and now you will pay.
So we got 3 mooks left and 1 twin.
Uh-huh.
So the twin gets his spear and just rushes at Clev and just jams it in him, but it's right into like a metal thing, and it's just like it like just goes tink and just like breaks the tip of his spear.
That seems unfortunate.
He pulls up
for him, not for me.
You've rolled poorly.
Okay, is it my turn?
I believe it might be.
Okay, I'm gonna stoop down, grab the key card, and then I'm gonna fire at the light that's hanging above the 3 mooks.
Okay,
I'm gonna try and catch them all with that light.
Is this one of those heavy industrial long?
And it's like hanging from 2 points. I'm gonna get one of them, so it swings down.
Like a pendulum.
It's got the metal fans in it, right? Like the things, and so it'll let. Anyway, let's see what happens.
So it'll be like a slice and dicer, one of those old.
So does a 13 hit these guys?
Yep, 13 is all you need.
All right. So as it goes through, it's just as Jeff is saying. It not only hits them, it just gorges. So not only are they like thrown back, but they're like little Vanduul fingers are flying off in all sorts of directions and stuff like that.
See, the OSHA people are going to have to come through and redo all those light fixtures, because that's just unsafe for the workplace. That's just not good.
It's an OSHA violation for sure.
That's for sure. That's
in fact, that's exactly what my character would say. He'd go, oh boy, I live it like an OSHA violation. I follow on him.
Nice. Kinjite.
I'm gonna do a nice little roundhouse on
Mr. The mooks are gone, right? That knocked out
there's 3 left. Oh, there's okay, 3 okay, left. Okay. Yeah.
No, I just killed 3 of them.
Oh, you're right, sorry. I was I was paying so much attention to the description.
It was a good description. It was pretty great, guys. That was really yeah. Kudos to Jeff and Brian for that one. Nicely done.
And it's late for me, even though I didn't start as early as Henry. Probably.
It does feel like an oversized Gremlins movie, really.
All right, we got one bad guy left. Take him out, Jeff. Oh, that'll nice. Do it.
That'll do it.
15. That'll do it.
Nice little roundhouse to the head. Give him a little snap. Next snap.
So that'd be just exactly enough to take him out. 35 total.
Nice.
Yep. Crunch his neck. And then Dylan takes the key card. When they get to the bridge, opens it up, and
Were you going up the stairs or the elevator?
Whichever. Elevator, the lift.
Take the lift, and there'll be like some elevator music, and we'll all be standing there with our guns going, doo, doo, doo. Oh, no, it's got to be Girl from Ipanema. I mean, come on, we got to be on brand here.
Do, 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 do,
And the door opens, and there's some Bandu there trying to fix it up. There won't be a fight. We'll just wrap it up here. And yeah, like, you see the pilot stick. He's set there. He's just got like a Vandal spear stuck through him. Dead.
Washburn style. Wash style. Yeah. Totally serenity this thing. Yeah.
Too soon.
Yeah.
And you just but all of you just unleash your guns, your floppy rockets, your shurikens, and just take them out. And
I do a little shotgun cowboy ballerina action.
Yeah. Shotgun like, cowboy ballerina. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you rescue the
the what? Is there anyone alive left?
Not here. Maybe here and there throughout the ship.
Not after not we're done.
And
we got ourselves an interest, boys. Taking this up the home. Thank you for that bounty.
And just as you get the ship back under control, Vandal Kingship appears.
Oh no!
The credits start to roll.
Setting up the sequel. She was setting up the sequel. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, there you go.
To some heavy metal music.
That's right. Cowboy Ballerina 2, the ballerinaing. Yeah. Fantastic.
What's that show on Rick and Morty? The two brothers. Or whatever, right?
I don't remember.
No. Ball.
I don't remember. It's been a long time since I watched it. He's going to have to look it up now. This is not good radio where Kin Shadow looks up the Rick and Morty reference he wants to make.
All right. Okay.
Quick, everyone, stall while Kin Shadow looks up a Rick and Morty reference. This is very
Ball
important.
Ball Toddlers movies. Remember that? It's like a special to A-Team, except they're all like... Anyway, I'm sorry.
Thanks. Yeah, you are. You should be.
Anybody in Radio Land watches Rick and Morty and they know what ball fondlers are, it's hilarious.
Okay.
And I just made you laugh. You should be laughing right now. Congratulations. Glad I could help.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
All right. So a death check is a closed roll, which meaning you don't like re-roll sixes. It's a toughness against a difficulty of 6. Fortune dice are not permitted. Add 1 to for each mark of death. So your toughness is
8. My toughness is 8 on my character sheet. So
the only person that has a mark of death is Henry, right?
Yeah, Henry's got 3 marks of death. Yeah, he's got 3 marks of death.
So roll a d6. So let's see what happens.
So 9, let's see. Is it?
Do we do the feng shui roll or just the d6? 4.
Roll another d6.
Well, it says a closed roll.
I think a closed roll is you roll a feng shui, the 2 dice.
He's starting at a -2 and a -1 for each of his death saves, right?
I don't know what's happening right now. I thought we beat him.
Well, we did, but this is like the end of the scene. You have to.
It was just, you know.
You got your marks of death. So you have to determine if you bleed out or not effectively as the Vandal Kingship arrives. And you're like, fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are fucked anyway.
Yeah. It's been nice knowing you guys. Good luck.
It was just, I was just seeing if Henry wanted to roll his death check or not.
He rolled -2. Yeah. You got 4 minus 2.
What's the 1d6?
No, just roll a feng shui roll. Just do a /FS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just do a /FS.
Okay, so
is that what I was supposed to do?
Yeah, it's okay. You roll you did the equivalent of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you did.
Brian.
I don't have any death marks. I don't even know why I'm rolling this.
I don't have any death marks either. So
You don't have to. So
okay.
So you got a -2 plus.
-3
toughness.
Oh, this toughness.
Or plus his toughness.
Plus his
toughness. Yeah. So it's actually 5 because your system malfunctioned, but the difficulty is 4. So you are able to
get prepared
before the next movie.
I'm so happy that our robot dog lived.
That's right. Muffin survived. Way to go, Muffin.
I should have been half dog parts. That would have been awesome.
You know, the robot show is based off of a dog.
Right. It's a tail.
A dog toe.
Yeah. It's a dog paw. The big toe is actually a dog paw. It's a robot dog. Yeah. Yeah. He's got four bare bones metal regular robot toes and one dog paw with five toes on
the like the thigh leg. Down if you had like dog legs, that'd be awesome. And like a big fluffy robotic tail.
Well, that was about a little bit longer than the length of a show recording. Plus we had some technical difficulties in the middle. Plus we missed a Croce because we probably scheduled it wrong. But I hope everybody kind of enjoyed it. Hope everybody had fun. We'll probably do it again sometime because it was good times. And there was going to be a slow news week anyway with Elite shutting down the Alpha and Star Citizen just announcing more announcements about Invictus week. So,
and in Space Sim News, Elite shut down the Alpha.
Yeah, there you go. So
if nobody's listening up there, the deep black gets pretty lonely.
And with that, we'll sign off. Thank you, Henry. Night, everybody.
Reduce thrust. Time to 330, counter 15. Squawk 7700. Stay on the guard.